Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, November 7th. Iowa residents will go to the polls today to choose mayors and aldermen. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. in most places, but in some smaller towns, the hours will be noon until 8. In Davenport, voters will decide competitive races for 6 of the 10 seats on the city council from the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th wards, plus both at-large seats. Mayor Frank Klipsch is running unopposed for a second term. The only competitive race to be decided in Bettendorf is for an at-large seat on the city council. Lisa Brown is being challenged by Kyla Rashi. And in Muscatine, Mayor Diana Broderson hopes to win a second term today. Just last month, a judge blocked the city council from trying to remove her from office. 3 races are on the ballot for city council, with incumbents running for re-election in 2 of them. Despite the headlines and horror stories, there are affordable health insurance plans still available under Obamacare. That's according to Lenica Kane, in charge of signing up people for the Marketplace exchanges for the Unity Point Health System. Kane has been helping people sign up for health insurance since the program began 5 years ago, but says a lot of potential clients are confused this year.
You can sign people up all day long, but if you don't educate them on how insurance works, what it's for, what are the steps they need to do, what are the expectations, like paying a premium. I mean, we've had patients that have signed up for insurance and never paid a premium and then call 3 months later wanting to know what happened to their insurance.
Kane says there are basic plans available for as little as $85 a month and others with more benefits for $200. The Unity Point Health System has a total of 85 people handling enrollment for health insurance, including 8 in the Quad Cities and Muscatine. Enrollment opened November 1st and continues through December 15th. Illinois lawmakers have finally selected someone to investigate ethics complaints made against members of the General Assembly and their staffs. Julie Porter is a former federal prosecutor based in Evanston. Once formally appointed, she'll be taking on at least 27 cases that have languished over 3 years. That's when the last legislative inspector general stepped down. But as State House reporter Brian Mackey tells us, there are questions about whether some of those cases might be too old.
That's because the State Ethics Act says an investigation cannot start more than 1 year after the most recent violation. Since there hasn't been someone in the inspector general role in nearly 3 years, the majority of those more than 24 cases could be blocked. But Democrats are reportedly working on legislation intended to extend that statute of limitations.
State House reporter Brian Mackey. The Republican leader of the Illinois House wants to establish a hotline for helping victims of sexual harassment. Minority Leader Jim Durkin says his legislation would create a safe outlet for victims seeking counseling, protective services, or assistance in filing a sexual harassment complaint. It would be available to anyone in the state. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.